everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Forum. And in this clip, the Today Show financial editor Gene Chatsky asked Logix Federal Credit Union's president and CEO Anna Fonseca and Ventura County Credit Union's president and CEO Linda Rossi. She talks to them about, or she asked them about, what choices are they looking at to deliver continued growth in our post-pandemic world, and what they have found that is most successful in producing sustainable growth. So check out their responses.
Linda, let me ask you first, what choices are you looking at when it comes to delivering growth? And what do you find has been most successful in terms of producing sustainable growth?
Sure. Well, you know, in particular during this crisis, during COVID, we've really been focused on three things. The first is our BCP operations. That's, you know, everybody is focused on that. The second has been really what we consider delivering on our promise, that mission of improving our members' financial lives, particularly when they need it. But the third thing, and not necessarily in priority order, but it's been about promoting and improving digital adoption. It's been a huge emphasis of ours throughout this period. One of the things that we did, you know, we did a lot of shifting of policies and that sort of thing to make it easier and more convenient on members. Things like changing daily ATM withdrawal limits and increasing RDC thresholds, things like that. But in addition to that, we have ensured that our members have access to videos, both online and in our mobile applications, that provided them with what they needed to know to enroll and use services that perhaps they'd never used before. Things like mobile wallets, things like RDC, even things as basic as online services, which I think Amit referenced earlier. Some people, there was a huge growth trajectory there, right? Some people had never used online banking. So I think that really sets the stage moving forward. The reality is, I think we've talked a lot about being an essential service, right? The financial services industry is essential, and it is. But really what's essential is that members have access to manage their financial affairs. And that doesn't necessarily mean branch delivery. That branch channel is not necessarily essential to what we're doing, as long as behind the scenes, operations remain intact. Payroll processing, debit card processing, that sort of thing. So I think really what we need to get to is the mindset, and I think Co-op coined the term of the fact that we're all financial nomads at this point in time. We need to be able to do what we want to do to manage our finances wherever we are. And I think that's really what we're all looking for in the long term.
It's interesting that you talk about improving digital adoption right after we heard Anna talk about, virtual tellers, right? And I remember how hard it was just to get people to use ATMs in the early days of ATMs, or how worried people were about putting checks into the ATM rather than handing them to a teller. There's definitely some sort of a learning curve. Anna, has the learning curve, because of COVID and digital transformation overall, has it shrunk? Are people more willing to dip a toe in the water? And what are you doing in order to encourage your members to participate more fully in these digital solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. People are willing to dip their toe in the water. So we've provided a lot of education basically have been communicating a lot about all the features that are available through our digital channels. The one thing that we've learned is, I talked about the branch earlier. The branch has been very pivotal to our growth for, the last 20 years. And during this period of time, it was very, very clear that we're a little too dependent on member acquisition and new business growth through the branch channel. And so in talking about modernizing our branches in the future, in addition to virtual tellers, that gives us room to have more of a sales platform and to engage our members digitally, like Todd was referring to earlier. So anyway, we're in the early stages of discussing what that's going to look like. But we have a, I guess what I'll call a program that is focused around omni-channel experiences. And just going back to being where our members want to be whenever, you know, where our members want us to be for them whenever they want us to be there. And so that is going to be a combination of the branch, the mobile app, online banking, the telephone, video, you know, whatever that, you know, all of those things together for any type of interaction.
Thank you very much for that information, Anna, Linda, and Jean. And stay tuned for more coverage of the Think Forum here on CU Broadcast.